Delling Poll, Looming Brexit Betrayal, It's Even Worse Than You Feared. By James Delling Poll on December 14, 2018. I have some inside dirt on the ongoing betrayal of Brexit by our liberal elite establishment. The news is not good. Here is what I hear. European Research Group, hoist by their own petard. Remainers have been having an absolute field day crowing about the failure of Brexiteer Tory MPs to unseat Theresa May in Wednesday's confidence vote. Why on earth did they time it so badly, submitting those 48 letters at a moment when they were almost certain to lose the vote? The story I hear is that they didn't. The timing was decided for them by none other than May's hamster-faced Chief of Staff Gavin Barwell who, it is said, deliberately released some of the 48 letters which had previously been withheld in order to force the issue. Remainers are on serious maneuvers. Gavin Barwell, in cahoots with fellow Remainer David Lidington, Minister for the Cabinet Office, is holding talks with Labour MPs regarding their preferred, and the most likely, option at this stage, a second referendum. The terms of this referendum will, of course, be so rigged as to divide the Brexit vote and secure something much closer to Remain and many miles from the Brexit that the majority voted for in June 2016. Meanwhile, Cabinet Office lawyers are busy working on ways to revoke Article 50, Britain's exit from the European Union. Furthermore, Lidington, Amber Rudd, Philip Hammond, and the rest of the Remainer Conservative cabal are plotting a series of free votes in Parliament. The deal, no deal, Norway, second referendum. Confident that the second referendum is the only thing Parliament will go for. Tony Blair's filthy paw prints are all over this. The pretty straight kind of guy, friend to sleazy billionaire global despots. And as yet unconvicted war criminal has persuaded the European Commission that no deal is not a viable option for the UK and will never happen. He has told them that the public is against Brexit and that a second referendum will deliver a Remain result. For this reason, the EU's negotiators are in no hurry to offer Theresa May any kind of improvement on their current deal offer, they think she's stuck with it regardless. Labour's strategy, devised by Jeremy Corbyn's sinister puppet master, why Camus Stalinus Sumus Milne? It's becoming increasingly clear, isn't it? That all the events leading up to Brexit referendum vote in June 2016 were completely irrelevant. Worse, the victory won by the 17.4 million people who voted Brexit was an illusory triumph. So busy were the Brexiteers celebrating and imagining that they had won that they didn't notice the galvanizing effect this had on the Remainer establishment, which only redoubled its efforts to make sure Brexit never happened. This is all going to get very ugly, isn't it?